Hello guys, welcome back to Glow and Tell. I think this is only my second episode that I've filmed since the time change for daylight savings, and it's very weird because I'm used to filming my podcast in the afternoon and now it's like pitch black. It's only 3:30 right now and it's so dark, like I have lamps on and stuff because it's just not working anymore. So I'm gonna have to get into a better routine about starting to film my podcast earlier and my YouTube videos in general because yeah, it's been throwing me off, but hello, I hope you are doing well. Today we are talking all about discipline, and this has been something that I feel has been popping up more in my life and I guess in my thoughts lately. I think I saw a video on YouTube, I don't even know, maybe like a year ago. It was about the difference between motivation and discipline and how discipline was like what you really need to be productive. And I didn't really think too deeply about discipline before I watched that video. And I think in my mind, motivation and discipline were so closely linked that I didn't even really think of them as like different things. I knew what discipline was, but I didn't think about it that much. And I didn't really pin down that discipline is what really will take you far. And it's what will get you to your goals and where you want to be. And I think a lot of people struggle with discipline or they lack discipline. And that's totally okay. It can be difficult to cultivate. I honestly feel that I've really developed discipline in myself without even really realizing it. But like retrospectively, I have been disciplined for my whole life. I've always been very good about not just being driven and motivated, but also disciplined to where I will do the thing and sit down and do what it takes to get to where I want to go. So if you are looking to become more disciplined, turn your goals and dreams into tangible things and take steps in the right direction, this is going to be a great episode for you. I think a lot of people struggle with discipline, like I said, and especially since it's getting colder, it's becoming a little bit more difficult almost to be disciplined because, you know, you want to be cozy, you want to lay down, like I want to be in my bed. I don't really feel like doing as many things as I maybe did in the summer. And although it's good to listen to yourself and take into account how you're feeling to a degree, be soft with yourself and be kind and forgiving to yourself if you're just not up for something. There's like a degree of that, but there's also a degree of needing to be a little bit hard with yourself. Honestly, it's in a loving way. It's the ultimate form of self-love, really. And we'll get into that in a second. But to start, let's define discipline because I like to do that at the beginning, like give you an idea of what we're really talking about. I think sometimes we know terms, like we hear them, we could use them in a sentence, but it might be difficult to actually define them. So discipline is the ability to consistently follow through on actions, decisions, or behaviors that align with your goals, values, and commitments, even when it's difficult or inconvenient. It involves self-control, focus, and the willingness to delay immediate gratification for long-term benefits. So that was like a lot of words, but that definition really encapsulates a lot of what we're going to be going in depth into today. As I sort of mentioned a second ago, motivation can be like the desire to do something. Like you might watch a video and all of a sudden you feel motivated to do something. Like maybe you watch a productivity vlog or you watch a video of someone cleaning their room and all of a sudden you have a burst of energy. You're like, you know what? I'm going to clean my room right now. Like that just motivated me to clean my room. So motivation can be a tool for sustaining discipline over time. It can be a tool for keeping you on track and your ideas in focus. But if that's where the action stops after your burst of motivation, and after that you're like struggling again and you're not really being disciplined and you don't really have the motivation, so you therefore don't do the things that will get you closer to your long-term goals, that's kind of where the issue comes in. So motivation can be like fleeting bursts of desire to do something. It's like an inner drive or desire that compels you to take action. So the motivation can help you maybe get started on something, but discipline is what will keep you going. Maybe you get a burst of motivation and at that moment you're like, you know what? I'm gonna start a business. Like I have this idea, I have this vision, this is so exciting. Maybe you start building momentum, you start doing things, and then like maybe a month later or a few months later, the initial sparkle of it has kind of worn off and you're like, I'm not really feeling the same drive to do this anymore. And if at that point you just stop because you don't feel like doing it anymore, like that's the end of the road for you, then like that's where that goal dies really. Whereas if you had discipline, you would keep going even if you didn't exactly in the moment feel like doing it. So I think it's important to discern the difference between the two. They're both extremely important and serve different functions, but ultimately they're both required to sustain long-term growth. And honestly, I think motivation is easier to cultivate for people than discipline is. That's why we're making a podcast episode about discipline specifically. I might make one about motivation as well. well, but I think that discipline is such a respectable thing to have. I feel like I immediately respect somebody more when I see that they're disciplined. Like, I respect when I see somebody hustling for a long time, sustaining their efforts and working towards something that's like their dream. It's just such a respectable thing. Like, it's so admirable. I know that I want to be a disciplined person, and the difference between an objectively successful and unsuccessful person could be that one had discipline and one didn't, you know? So to break it down, discipline is comprised of three main things. The overarching theme of discipline is long-term goals over daily feelings. It's almost doing things for your future self rather than doing what feels good in the moment and doing what you feel like. And an example of that would be maybe you are working on your physical fitness and health. You're working on eating healthy, on working out consistently. I don't know if this is a good example because it's not to say that you can never like eat a sweet treat or, you know, the balance is always important. But like just in this example, you know, let's say you really just feel like eating cake for dinner. And in the moment, maybe the cake sounds really good to you. It's what you want. Like it would give you instant gratification because it's what you want in the moment. But in the long term, you're like, well, I've been working so hard to keep my glucose like an insulin level stable and not spike my blood sugar with refined sugars. And I've been working so hard, working out so hard and eating so healthy. And when I eat this cake, I'm probably not even going to feel good after. I'm sure it'll give me a stomachache. Like if you were to eat the cake, and again, this is just an example. It's not to say that this is like bad to eat a sweet treat every once in a while again. But if you were to eat the cake and kind of like undo the progress you've been doing, it's not really serving your long-term goals of, you know, working on your physical fitness and only eating things that fuel your body. It's providing yourself instant gratification. You might even feel worse after you do it. But the three main pillars of discipline are self-control, commitment, and consistency. So self-control would be resisting temptations, resisting distractions, and having the willpower to say no to things that are going to steer you away from where you truly want to go. I mean, self-control could even be like peer pressure. Like you're not drinking, but you're out with people and they're kind of pressuring you to drink. And your long-term goals are to avoid alcohol because it's not good for your body. But in the short term, you're like feeling pressured. And to have self-control would be having the power to resist that temptation or that pressure. That's just one example, but it could also be like on a daily basis, maybe a certain day you wake up and you're like, I'm tired. I don't feel like doing anything today, but maybe that's kind of how you feel on most days. So if you just go along with that every day, you're not really going to get anywhere. So having self-control would be saying, maybe I don't feel like doing this right now, but my future self is going to thank me for doing this. And actually it's self-care by doing this because I'm doing something that's going to give me better circumstances for my future. And it's going to set me up for success and it's going to benefit me in the long run. Maybe like an example is doing a workout. Maybe you really don't feel like working out. It's hard. It's kind of painful as you're doing it. You know, you're sweating. It's difficult. But after the workout, you have endorphins running through you. Your body is looking more fit and toned. You're working on your cardiovascular health, on your flexibility and mobility. It's going to be so good for your body in the long run. It's going to help you avoid like getting diseases and stuff. So self-control is a huge component of discipline. The next thing is commitment. Commitment is staying dedicated to your plan or your routine, regardless of challenges that may arise. So if you're committed to something, like you're committed to, I don't know, maybe you have a certain deadline. Like for me, maybe I'm committed to getting a video sent to a brand by Friday. Maybe throughout the week, things kind of come up. I'm having trouble staying focused. I don't know, maybe different things happen in my life that make it kind of difficult. And again, I'm saying all of this in, you know, general terms. There are always times when things will come up and when we may need to like avoid a plan or we need to cancel something or take a break, and that's totally okay. I'm talking about in the greater sense, like in the grander scheme of things on a larger scale. So there's always going to be exceptions. There's always going to be times when it's beneficial to take some time off. But this is kind of in a broader sense, like if this is happening to you quite often. So anyways, let's say I needed to get a video up by Friday, but throughout the week, maybe I have more social plans coming up or the weather is bad and I'm feeling low energy. Commitment in that sense would be me staying committed to that plan of getting the video ready by Friday and staying on track for that and on the routine and working on editing it each day and filming it and planning things instead of saying, well, it just didn't work out this week. Like, it's fine. And the third thing is consistency. Consistency is taking regular regular repeated actions that build towards your desired outcome. I think something that demonstrates how I have personally used or exhibited discipline in my life, and that really covers all three of those things, self-control, consistency, and commitment, is my YouTube and social media content creation journey that I've had in the past year. Last year, when I made the decision that this was something I wanted to do, that this was something I wanted really badly, I had the self-control to resist temptations or distractions that were going to set me off course, like maybe choosing to just watch a movie instead of working on editing a video and getting my YouTube channel up, or choosing to bed rot and scroll on my phone rather than planning out content and working on my strategies. And I exhibited commitment by staying dedicated to my plan. I would look at my calendar, make a plan for the month. I would plan out when I was going to do videos. I mean, I still do this, but I would say, like, these are the days I'm going to post. These are the days I'm going to plan out a video. These are the days I'm going to film. These are the days I'm going to edit. And then when those days came, I did those things. Even today, for example, today was a filming day for me. So I'm filming a YouTube video and a podcast. And I really just didn't feel like filming today. And it's not because I don't want to film. It's because it was a gray, rainy day. It was dark outside. I just didn't have like a ton of motivation, and seasonal depression is starting to kind of get to me. So even though I want to film and I really, really do like love and enjoy it, I just didn't feel like doing it today. But I knew that if I didn't film today, I was going to put myself in a bad situation to where I'm going to be more stressed tomorrow, and I'm going to be more stressed the next day, and I'm going to really regret it, honestly. So I pushed myself to do it, and I stayed committed to my plan. And the last one, consistency, I was consistent. Even at the very start, when I was posting videos and putting so much into the videos and working so hard and honestly not really seeing like a whole lot of payoff at that point, I stayed consistent with it. I kept posting my videos to my like 200 viewers that were watching, and I kept doing it because I knew that that repeated action was going to eventually get me somewhere. So some of the reasons that you would want to be more disciplined in your life, in case you haven't already gotten the gist, just a few ways to prove it to you a little bit more and maybe help your intrinsic motivation towards being disciplined a little bit more, are personal growth. It helps you build resilience and skills over time. As I mentioned, I find people who are disciplined to be very admirable. I really admire them because I know that it's hard, it's difficult. And if I notice that they're disciplined, that they're consistent, they're committed, they have self-control, I can see that they're genuinely just a strong person who is driven and cares about what they want to do in the long term. And I find that like an attractive quality. And that's because having discipline shows that you have some level of resiliency and just overall skills. It really shows that you are mature, that you don't prioritize instant gratification. And I think that it's admirable because it's like the more difficult route. Like the easier way would be to follow the instant gratification, to like eat the candy when you feel like it, to sleep in when you feel like it, to watch TV instead of doing something that you've been wanting to do. That's like the easy thing to do, and that's what most people do. So by not doing that, it's honestly kind of rare. It's rare that you see somebody so disciplined and caring for their mental well-being and their overall growth in such a way. It's just rare to see. So I think that's why, to me, inherently, I'm like impressed by it, because I'm just like, okay, you know, they're doing the hard thing. This is difficult to do and they're doing it. Like, it's impressive. And also, by being disciplined, therefore, you will automatically be like in the top percent of the population, because not everybody is doing those things. The second thing is achievement. Being disciplined allows you to achieve your goals. I mean, this is kind of a given with discipline, but truly, as I mentioned, the difference between, you know, a super successful and accomplished person and a person with the same skill set, but they aren't like accomplished, could just be discipline. Even if you have all the tools in your toolbox, but you're not using them, like you're not doing the things you need to do to get where you need to go, you won't get there. Nobody's going to do it for you. So you can't accomplish the things that you probably want to accomplish without being disciplined. Therefore, the discipline gifts you achievement and future success. Discipline also creates stability in your life. By being disciplined, you bring more order to your life. And honestly, it's really a form of self-love, because it's like you're dependable. You're dependable on yourself. You know that you're going to show up for yourself. I saw somebody say this and it really stuck with me, but they were saying, like, you know, when somebody asks you to do something, like maybe a teacher or like a grandparent, I don't know, or somebody else, like a neighbor asks you to do something, you probably are going to do it. Like, you're going to do it because you respect them. Like, you don't want to let them down. But maybe if you were to like ask yourself to do something, it's so much easier to say no to that. And if you ask yourself to do something, like you say, I want to work out every day, but every day you're not working out because you don't feel like it, you're not respecting yourself. And honestly, you're not loving yourself enough to do the things that are going to be good for you in the long run. So like, truly is the highest form of self-love and self-respect by doing the things that are going to further you. It's like a twofold thing. If you want to become more disciplined and you want more self-love and respect, they go together. So if you start saying yes to yourself more often, like you're like, you know what, I don't feel like getting out of bed right now, but I'm gonna get out of bed because sleeping in is only gonna make me be more stressed today. That's loving yourself and respecting yourself enough to follow your plan and stay committed. Like, you're being committed to yourself. Also, the other thing that discipline really provides for you is freedom. You might think that being disciplined sounds like such a bad thing. Like, when I think of the word discipline, I think my inherent place that my mind went to was like a parent like disciplining a child. I'm thinking of like them punishing them. I don't really want to have that image of it anymore, because that's not what it is, or like that's not the only situation or the only instance that discipline is implemented. If you discipline yourself to work really hard for 3 hours, then you have like the whole rest of the day to, you know, do whatever you want or something. You know what I mean? You actually create more free time for yourself by being disciplined. The opposite side of that would be, let's say you're procrastinating something all day, like all day you've been needing to do something, but you didn't feel like doing it. So you kept putting it off. You're kind of distracted and you've been like, maybe you'd work on it for like 2 minutes and then hop back on your phone. You end up doing the task for like 10 hours when you could have just sat down and done the task way quicker than that. So it actually gives you more free time and freedom to do more things in your life when you're disciplined with yourself. It reduces chaos in your life and uncertainty in daily choices. And then to kind of build off of the self-love aspect of discipline, the reason that I feel it's the ultimate form of self-love is because it's prioritizing the needs of your future self over the ego of your current self. Like, it's prioritizing your future needs over your ego and potentially saying no to the things that bring you comfort and embracing a little bit of discomfort potentially, or uncomfortable situations that will in turn allow you to thrive. Discipline is hard to follow when you struggle with regulating yourself and when you struggle with your stability. If you're somebody who constantly finds themselves reaching for instant gratification, then it's a sign that you may need to refocus and recenter and really take some time to reflect on who you want to be and what you want your life to look like. Do you want to be somebody who's not necessarily known for being super dependable, who does the easy thing, who is maybe a little bit lazy, who reaches for instant gratification and prioritizes the needs of their ego? Or do you want to be somebody who can say, you know what, I was disciplined, I accomplished great things because of it, I'm proud to be dependable and disciplined, and I've in turn cultivated self-love. And it might sound weird, because I think when I was hearing and reading some of these things, as I was researching this topic, I was thinking, okay, like prioritizing the needs of your future self, that doesn't sound like living in the present. But I think that they're a little bit different, because as I just mentioned, when you aren't disciplined and you go with the instant gratification, it really is like feeding your ego. It's not really serving your highest self. And like, that's what we're all working towards. We want to be the best version of ourselves. So even as I say that, I'm like, this doesn't sound right. I'm saying like, what, do things for your future self, like the future is never promised. Like, this was kind of a rebuttal that I raised in my head as I was thinking about this topic. But discipline does not have to feel like sacrificing the present. Instead, it's like honoring your present and future self. Because when you act with discipline, you're choosing to show up in alignment with your values right now. If you have certain values for yourself and you want to stick to them and be consistently aligned with them, by being disciplined in the present moment, you are honoring your values and your morals and the person that you want to be. Like, by working out today, you're taking care of yourself right now and setting yourself up for a healthier future. So just in case you had that thought as well, I wanted to like raise that rebuttal. It's like, I care about myself enough right now to make decisions and choices that align with my higher purpose and who I want to be and like the highest version of myself. So to go into how to actually be more disciplined, I have a list of ways that I've written down that I've found. I've done a lot of research about this, so I've compiled a list of my findings, different techniques and things you can try to start implementing discipline more. The first thing is to just start small. Honestly, every time you feel a little situation arise, like maybe you're like, I don't really feel like eating healthy today, I'm just gonna order out. But maybe your true desire is to eat healthy and learn how to cook and cook more for yourself. So when that situation arises, instead of giving in, you can recognize it in the moment, be like, you know what, this is an opportunity for me to be more disciplined right now, and then make the disciplined choice. choice, make the choice that you truly do want to make. You can really build momentum with doing this over and over. Like, it can even be like waking up in the morning. You're disciplined when the first alarm goes off. You don't wait for 5 alarms to go off before getting up, and being timely and limiting distractions for yourself and staying on the focuses that align with your higher self. You can make small changes and they will build over time. And so you don't have to kind of stress yourself out by saying, you know, I need to change everything right now. I'm doing everything wrong. Seriously, just take it one thing at a time. As you start to shift your focus in different areas of your life in small ways, you will really start to see how they compile and just create an overarching change in your whole life without you even really realizing it. The next thing that I feel is really important is just defining your goals clearly. So obviously, if you know, want to be disciplined and work towards something, you have to know what you're working towards. I really go in depth into this topic on my first podcast episode about creating your dream life. So if you want to listen to that, if you haven't already, it might be a great place to start for like getting clear on your goals, because I really prompt you and like probe your mind with things you may want. But you probably have some things in mind that align with your higher self or things you want to achieve or do. Get clear on them. This is a great chance to journal about them, to write them down and say, you know what, these are the things I'm working towards. And we are doing tangible goals here. So we're not saying, I want to be healthier, I want to be better. Like, we're saying, I want to work out 5 days a week, I want to cook at home 3 times a week, I want to post on my YouTube channel 8 times a month. Like, by making those tangible and concrete goals, they are so much easier to accomplish. This is something that's even talked about in terms of New Year's resolutions. If you just say at the start of the year, like, I want to be healthier and I want to work out more, it's really difficult to just be like, okay, you know, I'm going to be healthier. You know, what does that even mean? Because you didn't give yourself something measurable to do. Really define it for yourself. What does that mean for you? Do you want to really get into shape? Do you want to lose a little bit of weight? Do you want to tone up, tone your muscles? Are you going to work towards something like a business, like starting a channel, starting content creation, pivoting in your career, prioritizing school and really focusing on studying? Like, think about it, get clear on it, and bring that to the forefront of your mind, and then create a routine. So now that you have your goals and you're building momentum, think about what routine you can create that will support them. So for me, if my goals are to post 2 YouTube videos a week, I'm going to want to film 2 YouTube videos a week. So I'm going to go into my Notion and I'm going to say, okay, we're going to film on this day and we're going to film on this day. And then, oh, what do I also need to do for the YouTube videos? Well, I need to edit them. I need to make a thumbnail. I need to write a description. I need to research my keywords. So we're going to split these tasks up into days of the week. That way, as I'm looking at my week at a glance, as I'm thinking about, you know, what am I going to do today? All I have to do is look and say, you know what? Oh, today I need to edit this video. I need to write a description. I need to answer some emails. It makes it easy for myself to be disciplined because I set myself up for success by creating a plan. Another example would be if you're trying to say, like, I want to start working out more, or I want to start working out, schedule in when you're going to do your workouts. I can't stress this enough. If you just leave it up to chance or when you feel like doing it in the day, I mean, chances are you're probably not going to feel like doing it, you know, especially when you're just starting off. So say, you know what, a great time that would work with my schedule for me to work out is like between these 2 classes, or after I get off work at 5 or 6 o'clock before I eat dinner, or like right in the morning before I even go to work. Or, you know, for me, I work from home. It's a little bit easier. I do it like right before I eat lunch, but figure out when you're going to do it and write it into your schedule too. Schedule in the things you want to do. If you want to start cooking at home, you want to start making meals or learn how to cook, plan out what meals you're going to cook. Like, look at your week and say, you know what, on this day, I'm going to make this. On this day, I'm going to make this. That means I need to grocery shop on this day. I need to meal prep on this day. Like, think about it and break it down into bite-sized pieces that are actually easy for you to do. If there's something even bigger that you want to do, like start a brand or, you know, start some type of side hustle, take a moment to look into what that would entail, what that would require, and then maybe set like one actionable item per week. Like, if you want to start selling stock photos, maybe the first week you look up a bunch of articles about how to do it. And then maybe the second week you start taking a lot of photos and, like, you know what I mean? Like, just look into what it would take to do what you need to do and set it into your calendar, into your schedule, so that you actually can do it. The other thing is to eliminate temptations and distractions. I was just talking about some of these tips in my productivity video, but if you find that your self-control is not the greatest, it might just be better for you to get the distractions out of the room. Like, if you're really struggling with your self-control and you want to keep picking up your phone and scrolling on TikTok when you probably shouldn't do that, just put your phone in the other room and close the door, or like put your phone on Do Not Disturb, or just power it off so you're not even tempted to grab it. Whatever the distraction may be, figure out how you can minimize it, mitigate it, eliminate it, do whatever you need to do, or even better, really practice your self-control by having a temptation be there and having the willpower to say no to it and to avoid temptation. Remind yourself that distractions are another example of instant gratification. motivation. They're another example of something that feels good to do in the moment, but isn't going to be good for you long term. And oftentimes when you entertain a distraction, you just feel worse after the fact because you were avoiding the things you really needed to do. And maybe it's just like brain rot, literally like going on your phone and scrolling a bunch. Like it just does not feel good and it doesn't serve you in any way. So remind yourself of that. Another little tactic for discipline is the 2-minute rule, which states that if there's something that you need to do that takes less than 2 minutes to do, do it right away. This way you don't fill up your to-do list with a bunch of very tiny little tasks, which ultimately just makes your to-do list feel even more overwhelming. Maybe somebody like sends you an email and you're like, I'll answer that later. But then by later, you have like 20 emails to answer and now you don't want to answer any of them because it's like way too much. If you were to just have taken a moment to think about the email, answer it right then, it's like off your chest, off your shoulders, and now you can focus on other things and your to-do list won't be as lengthy. Another important thing that can be really helpful is tracking your progress. This is especially helpful in the beginning stages, I feel, like when you're just getting started. But I think ultimately, like, it's great to do all the time. The example that I think of is when I was starting out my YouTube channel, I had a little journal and every time I gained 5,000 more subscribers, I would like write it down and I would write the date that it happened. And I like had little hearts on the page and I would color in the heart when it happened. And it was something for me to look forward to. It made it exciting. And even though I wasn't seeing crazy growth, like it's not like I was growing by thousands of subscribers a week, it was like a way to make my accomplishments feel even bigger to me and to really reward and recognize those accomplishments because they were big things for me. Like, yes, I didn't have 1 million subscribers, but I had 500 more and that was huge. Like, that was great. That was a big deal. I think it helped with my motivation and it helped me see that the things I was doing, although, you know, it wasn't crazy growth at the time, like it was amounting to something and it was making some sort of impact. And like, I was working towards, you know, my ultimate goal of like 100,000 or like 1 million subscribers, you know. And the other thing along with that you can do is set up rewards. The first thing that kind of comes to mind when I think of like giving yourself rewards is this picture I probably saw on Twitter like so many years ago, like literally in high school. And it was like somebody studying a textbook and then like on the textbook, there were like gummy bears so that when they got to a certain point in the reading, they could like eat the gummy bear. And that sounds so silly, but honestly, like whatever works for you. I feel like oftentimes for me, the reward, it's more like an enticement, like a future enticement or almost like a future punishment. Like if I don't get my things done that I need to get done, I don't really get to like go do fun plans later. If I don't get all this done before my boyfriend comes over, when he comes over, I'm just going to be stressed and I'm going to need to like pull out my laptop and edit while we're hanging out. Like I don't want that to happen. So I'm going to do the thing I need to do right now. It could also be like rewarding yourself at the end of the week with social plans. Like maybe if you get what you need to get done, you get to go shopping or like you get to go, I don't know, do something fun. Or I mean, I even remember like, when I was growing up, my parents really, not in an unhealthy way, I think I had a lot of intrinsic motivation, both my brother and I, but like they did impress onto us the importance of doing well in school. They imprinted a good work ethic into us. So we were both studious and academic focused. I do remember we would get, you know, rewards for our good report cards. Like my dad got us little MP3 players. I think I was in like third grade and it was like a little tiny red MP3 player that played music. And that was like a reward for doing really well on our school. And then like later on, I think he got us like iPod Touches or they were not iPod Touches, iPod Nanos. He got us iPod Nanos for doing well on report cards. Or like sometimes I remember they would take us to like lunch or dinner. I don't think it's good to have like an unhealthy reliance on rewards in that way. But I do think it's good to celebrate and reward yourself for doing things well. I think it's great to celebrate your accomplishments. It allows you to feel the progress that you're making and like feel that you're making a difference in all of your efforts. So I think it can be a great way to keep motivation high throughout the whole process. And the other thing that's really important is developing a growth mindset. This means seeing challenges and setbacks as opportunities to learn something rather than failures. I think that this again is such a form of self-love and respect to see maybe a mistake that you made or something that you did that you kind of wish you wouldn't have done or like something that you maybe regret or you feel kind of stupid for doing. Not as like, oh my gosh, I'm a terrible person, I'm not good, like nothing I do is good enough, but rather, oh, I made a mistake. Everybody makes those, not a big deal. Now I know not to do this, and now I know that I should do this instead. Like I've learned something, this has been a useful experience, and I'm gonna give myself grace in this because at least I tried. You know, I think that's such a respectable thing, honestly, to rather than being like self-deprecating, to be like, you know what, no, I tried my best. I made a mistake. Everybody makes mistakes. It's okay. It's not that big of a deal. I'm going to see this as something to learn. Maybe an example for me is in the past, working with brands, there are deadlines for when you need to have it submitted to them. Like they need to see the video for review before you can post it. So with accepting more brand deals, as they started coming to me more, like ones that I wanted to work with, I started getting overwhelmed and maybe overbooking myself, accepting too many and then not really being able to keep up with the deadlines. And it got to a point where like it was 12 a.m. on the day that I was supposed to have the video sent to them. And I'm like crying in my room because it's not done. And I'm so stressed. And I've been sitting at my computer all day and I had to email them. I'm so sorry. Like, I won't be able to get it to you today. I will get it to you tomorrow. Like that felt like a bit of a failure, I guess, because I obviously don't want to let them down. I feel like I'm not following through on my end. I feel like they're gonna lose trust in me, you know, in this experience. Like there was a lot of feelings there, but I also saw it as, you know what? I didn't know. I did my best. And now I know to be more careful and to not overbook myself and to look into how long things might take me and to better plan into my schedule, you know, when certain things need to be done so that this doesn't happen again. And to maybe clearly communicate with brands. Maybe sometimes they would say like, we want it by this date or we want it posted by this date, to realize that I'm allowed to negotiate the date as well and say, you know what? No, I can't post it that date, but I can posted this date. Because sometimes I feel like I almost had people pleasing tendencies to where I wanted to just be so agreeable and be like, yeah, I can do that, even if I already had a bunch of stuff going on. So that definitely taught me some things, even though it felt like a bit of a failure and kind of embarrassing. And the other thing that's so helpful in this process is visualization. Visualize the outcome. I do this all the time, honestly. I love visualizing. I do visualization manifestations so frequently. And even when I was younger, like we used to visualize in things like dance. I did Irish step dancing, and our coaches, like our teachers, would always tell us to visualize ourselves on stage, like literally visualize us doing the dance, visualize exactly how it would go. And that way we would like do it just the way that we imagined it. And it's so crazy because that was basically like us manifesting that back then, but I didn't realize. And I still do that now. Even the other day, there was something I was nervous about. I was like doing something new and kind of scary, but I visualized everything going okay. I visualized just how it was going to happen and it went great, you know? So visualizing the outcome that you want to happen or the outcome that will eventually happen when you keep up with these consistent efforts is so rewarding. Like I said, I love doing these like visualization kind of manifestation meditations where I just sit and visualize it. But like as you're doing the hard thing, like maybe if you're in school right now and you're doing homework and it sucks and it feels terrible, but you're like, you know what? Then I can be a lawyer in the future, or like then I can be a doctor, or like then I can be a marketing girly. Like think about how that's gonna feel. Or like, oh, I'm working so hard and it sucks, but now with this money I'm making, I'm gonna be able to buy a nicer car, or like I'm gonna be able to buy a house. It's gonna feel worth it. It's gonna be great. I'm gonna give myself the life that I want because I'm working hard now. And I think one of the last tips I have is to find some accountability as well. This can be a good little support system that can keep you on track. So maybe people in your life can hold you accountable, like people in your household, maybe friends. You can let them know what you're doing and like just ask for their support in keeping you on track. And of course, you're gonna be the main one being disciplined, but maybe they can also be there when you're not doing as well and you kind of need a little extra support. They can be there for you. This could even be like accountability through things like habit trackers and apps that'll kind of hold you accountable. This is one example that immediately comes to mind, but I will say I've always enjoyed working out and I've always worked out for years. And you know, I did sports all throughout my like childhood and adolescence. And then after that, I've been working out from home. Like I'll do workouts, but I've never done them as consistently as I would like. Even if I did them a few times a week, it was never like every day or five times a week like I would like. In the past month, I started doing virtual personal training, and I didn't think genuinely that it would make a huge difference for me because I already liked working out. I already was good about working out. I already felt pretty happy with my body. You know, it wasn't like this huge change that I was looking for. Honestly, didn't have huge, super high expectations, but having a personal trainer on the other end holding me accountable essentially for my workouts. Like she made me a workout plan. She took the time to talk to me and hear what my goals were, what I wanted to do, and she made me a workout plan. If I don't do my workouts, like it's probably okay. I'm sure she would be like supportive and motivating to get me back on track, but I had this external pressure, I guess, to do my workout because I'm like, I can't just skip it. Like she's gonna see that I missed my workout. But maybe that was like the initial feeling, but now I love it and enjoy it so much, and it's such a habit that I don't even think twice about it. I don't even see not doing it as an option. So I guess for me, even though I already enjoyed working out, like having her, like a personal trainer, be the outside factor, like the thing holding me a little bit more accountable, actually made a difference in my consistency with working out. And now I'm seeing results. Like I'm feeling it in my body. I can tell that my heart rate is improving like over the course of my workouts. Like it's actually not increasing as much because I'm exercising my heart and making it stronger. And I'm feeling more flexible because I'm stretching every single day without fail. And I'm seeing so much muscle definition. So maybe that can be the thing that can like hold you accountable. I think that's the reason people love like workout classes and stuff too, or even gym memberships. Maybe this can even be like a tutor for school. I know sometimes this is like a monetary thing, but it can also just be friends and family. So sometimes that little outside help can be the push and the extra support that you need. I think overall, it's really important to remember that it's progress over perfection. And I think sometimes we can be so deterred from even wanting to start something because we want it to be perfect or we want it to be a certain way. And honestly, I even struggle with this because sometimes I get an idea in my head, maybe about a video. I'm like picturing this certain video I want to make and how amazing it would be. But it's, I know that it would take so much work and like effort and energy that I don't even want to do the video. Or I don't even want to make it, or I feel like I could never make it as good as I'm imagining it to be. And so I just don't make it. But instead, if I were to just make the video, it would still be really amazing. And like nobody else even, I guess, knew my initial vision that I had for the project. So anything that they see, they would probably be happy with. Like I've even had this happen where I make a video and I'm like, I don't know if this was that good. I felt like I wanted to do more with this video. I wanted the editing to be more. I wanted to have like more of whatever. And then the feedback from the video is so amazing and it does super well. And I'm like, what? Like I thought it was missing something or whatever, but people are like, oh my God, I love this. This is the best video I've ever seen. And I'm like, what? So I think we can sometimes have different standards for ourselves or even make it an excuse to not get started on something because at the moment we don't feel like we can make it perfect. But ultimately, you taking any step in the direction is better than taking no step. You know what I mean? Like you might be taking baby steps, but those baby steps are going to amount to a big step over time. And to finish this off, I have a few quotes that I just researched and wrote down for discipline and for maintaining discipline and motivation, and just to give you some finishing motivation to get you started and give you a little push. So I'm gonna list them off. First, we have, discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments. We do not rise to the level of our goals, we fall to the level of our systems, by James Clear. Self-discipline is the magic power that makes you virtually unstoppable, by Dan Kennedy. The pain of discipline is far less than the pain of regret. Ooh, this one is good. That's by Sarah Bombell. That is good because the pain of discipline is certainly better than regretting something and like having pain because you didn't do something, or like looking back and being like, well, this could have been if I would have been disciplined. Like that is literally worst fear. We don't want to do that. Discipline is choosing between what you want now and what you want most, by Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln said that. Success is nothing more than a few simple disciplines practiced every day. This is so true because I think about the book Atomic Habits by James Clear, and a lot of what he said was that by doing all of these little things, they add up to such a big thing. Like even on the cover of the book, I believe he said that the reason he chose this cover of the book with all these little pixels was because all of these little tiny things end up being such a huge thing. And like, of course, he said it more eloquently and a bit better worded than that, but his overall idea was that all of these little habits we do every single day, all of these little steps that we take are adding up to this bigger thing and kind of pushing us in the right direction. So even by doing things that are so tiny every day and they feel like it's not really doing anything, you will look back in a few months and be like, wow, I've made months of progress actually just by doing these little things and making these little changes. And we want our goals to be accomplishments. Oh, and this one is good. You will never always be motivated, so you must learn to be disciplined. And motivation is a fleeting feeling, but discipline builds your foundation. And those are by Unknown. But the last one is, the secret of getting ahead is getting started, by Mark Twain. Oh, these are so good. I hope that gave you a little bit of motivation, but know that with that motivation will need to come consistent and practiced discipline efforts. So I hope that could get you started, but remember, this is going to be a consistent thing. You will never always be motivated, but you can be disciplined all the time. And another way to help this is to just add in little bits of motivation throughout your life. Like if you're like, you know what? Okay, I'm motivated right now. I'm going to start being disciplined, but to keep up with my discipline efforts, I'm going to add in little bits of motivation throughout the week. I'm going to listen to some productive podcasts, or like I'm going to watch some YouTube videos that kind of remind me of these things, or I'm going to read some self-help books that keep me on the right track. Because when you have that as your input, your output can only be amazing. When I'm consuming content like that, I'm also thinking it, I'm feeling it, I'm practicing it because I'm consuming it. Like, it becomes me. So if you want that to like be you as well, that's a great way to do it. But I think that brings us to the end of today's episode. I really truly hope that you were able to take something away from this. And I hope that you remember these things, maybe come back to this episode if you're ever feeling a lack of discipline, and just remember that all of the things you want are there. They are there for you. You can have them if you are disciplined and if you keep up with persistent daily efforts. I also want to tell you that it becomes easier over time. Like I was saying, I feel like I've been really good with discipline and I'm very good about being disciplined with myself. It doesn't feel like a chore to me anymore. It just feels like what my life is. Like, it just feels like what I do. It doesn't feel like something I don't want to do. I feel like I've gotten to the point where it's not even like, oh, I have to force myself to do this. Like, sometimes it is, but it's really just my state of being. It's like my overall neutral state is being disciplined. I've created that, like it's a part of my identity. So it can get to that point for you as well. And it can just become almost like second nature. With that being said, I hope that you have an amazing day. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed, I would really appreciate it if you would give this podcast a rating or give it a thumbs up on YouTube, or maybe subscribe. You can also follow the Glow and Tell podcast on Instagram for weekly motivational posts and to be part of the Glow and Tell community. It is glowandtell.pod. I hope you have an amazing day, and I will talk to you soon. Bye, guys.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. You're number two, burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw. Now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear. My sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.